with Brock and Hunter. Only on Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
Hey, here we go. Good morning.
Harry.
It's 6:12. I do got to let everyone know, any kind of energy or, you know, enthusiasm that I am displaying right now, it's strictly fake. For show. It is strictly for show.
He's just a big phony. That's what you are.
This guy's a phony. Not that I'm not super thrilled to be back. It's just anybody knows when you're thrown off your normal schedule. And then trying to get back in the swing of things. Like right now, I'm trying to find my center. Like whenever I get in the studio chair, there's a rhythm, Hunter, and you know how it goes. Like you get do this, then you do this, and then maybe you'll work on this. And then that is gone, dude. It is completely gone. And
it's like he hit the reset button, and you're trying to relearn how to do radio.
And a lot of that comes from the fact that my sleep schedule kaput. There's no such thing. So yeah. So if at some point I just like space off, or I'm talking about something, I lose train of thought. It's just that that's all. Just I swear, give me like 3 days, and I think I should be good. I should be all right.
So for relearning radio, this is an opportunity for us to be better. Better. What we were before.
That's the worst part. I don't see that happening. I think it's probably going to be worse, man. It's probably going to be worse. Oh, God.
Bad chance.
Well, look, I do know that right now it is time for your 6 a.m. WTF of the day. So let's do that.
This is WTF of the day on the Plan B Morning Show.
I had one I was going to save for sports, but screw it. This is a great WTF of the day. So there's a top distance runner with a good shot of taking home a medal at the Summer Olympics. However, she has been barred from the Tokyo Olympics, all right? And she faces a four-year ban after testing positive for steroids. Her name is Shelby Houlihan. And apparently, she says that the chemicals found in her system came from a pork burrito she got off a food truck.
Oh, no. Hey, look, it must have been that pork burrito that was all jammed full of steroids.
Look, I've eaten a lot of burritos off of food trucks, okay? And I can tell you right now, it is not steroids in those burritos that you got to worry about, okay? It's not that at all. It's maybe the E. coli or the Listeria, anything that'll give you jaundice. I mean, anything like that. But it's not steroids, that's for sure.
I don't think I've ever eaten a burrito and felt stronger. Just saying. You know, it usually slows me down a little bit.
Yeah. Wait, what kind of workout routine is this long-distance runner doing where she's slamming burritos from a taco truck? Oh, my God.
Usually you got to unbutton the belt buckle a little bit after eating a burrito.
Yeah, the last thing I want to do is long-distance run after eating a burrito. Maybe it's something we don't know. Maybe we're missing out on, like, the ultimate workout food, and that is taco truck burritos.
The only running I'm doing is to the bathroom after a burrito.
The only running is in my shorts after a taco truck burrito, okay? God. So I haven't heard any updates on Shelby Houlihan's state, if she is going to make it. But for right now, if you're training for any type of athletic competition that requires testing.
She's from America, right? She's an American?
It doesn't say. It doesn't say. I think maybe.
Shelly, it kind of
I mean, like Houlihan. Where else would that? Ireland, maybe? Is that an Irish name? Houlihan. So anyway, folks, if you're training, stay away from the food trucks because there's steroids just all over their burritos. All over them.
Oh, yeah.
All right, that's your 6 a.m. WTF of the day. We'll be back.